podcast of West Tigers. Well, welcome to our pre-season edition of Behind the Roar as, 2024 gets ever closer. We're talking to a few of our younger players, our development contract players, even some train and trialers as well as we count down to the new season. Alex Lobb joins us. He's joined us from the Dragons. Alex, how are you settling in?
Yeah, it's been good. The transition's been good. The boys are unreal. Made some real good mates already, and settled in real well.
Yeah. So you're a Wollongong boy. You played your juniors down there. We'll chat a bit more about that, but you're still making the trip. You're still based in the Gong?
Yeah, still based in the Gong. Got a dad. My dad lives in Sydney, so I'll be staying there a few nights a week just to switch it up. Save the drive a bit, but
And
the travelling, yeah.
Well, let's just talk about your position. Very tall, winger, and a goal kicker.
Yes.
Yet to make your NRL debut.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, when do you think, when do you hope that that's going to happen?
I set the goal of having that this year. Yeah. Going into 2024, yeah, that's definitely my main goal, to get an NRL debut.
You... played a heap of games, New South Wales Cup, over the last couple of years for the Dragons, right?
Yeah.
And last year, I think, were you the highest point scorer or second highest point scorer in the comp?
I think I might have been second.
Yeah.
Yeah, second highest point scorer. Ronald Volkan from the Warriors just pit me.
Got you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Always been a goal kicker?
Well, I actually grew up playing soccer since I was 7 till I was about 12. And then, just through footy, I just... continued kicking and picked up goal kicking. So, it was a bit of a carry.
Right foot, left foot?
Right foot.
Right foot?
Yeah, right foot.
Right winger?
Mind? Yeah, I played a bit of both. I've played right and left, but majority on the right. I played mostly right last year,
How did it come about, joining us here at West Tigers? Where did those sort of conversations start and what got you here?
I spoke with my manager, obviously. I had the full season in New South Wales Cup last year, and he just spoke to me and just said that there's interest from the West Tigers. And then shortly after that, made the trip up here to Concord. I was pretty impressed with what I saw, and shortly after that, I signed the contract. So
So you've done quite a few weeks of pre-season now. No one likes pre-season, but the hard work. Feeling it's all worthwhile.
Yeah, I think it is challenging. Like, it's probably the most challenging time of the year, but every club's doing it, and you gotta you can't avoid it if you want to become a better player and a better team. It's pretty essential to put the hard yards in this time of year.
We'll talk more about pre-season. Just backtracking to you, I guess a bit of a late bloomer then, soccer.
Yeah.
And what, so you joined rugby league, what, about 12 year old? Who was your junior club?
Western Suburbs Devils at Fig Tree.
Oh, West, there we go. That fits then with us.
Yeah.
Fig Tree, so that's a suburb of the Gong?
Yes, yeah.
I haven't been there, I don't think. Big suburb? Do I sound really ignorant?
Nah, it's pretty small. It's not a massive suburb.
And the drive up, it's okay? You're handling it?
Yeah, handling it. Got a pretty good routine at the moment going. Mm. It's obviously easier on the way up than the way back. There's a bit of traffic and... stuff like that, but no, handling.
Because your training's been really early, right? 7 o'clock report in generally.
Usually seven. I arrive at 7, so.
What time you up?
4:30. My alarm goes off, nice. So. Leave
what
it
time
about.
Do you have to go to bed?
I'm usually in bed by about 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah. Early nights, early rise. Yeah.
I'm just having dinner about that time. That's good. Yeah. Good routine.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. And how have you found it? Like, settling in? Like, you probably wouldn't have known any of these guys, right?
Except for Jaden Sullivan, who's probably the only other one.
Of course, Bud, yeah.
Yeah, but all the other boys I pretty much met on the first day, got to know everyone on the first day, yeah. But, the transition's been really good. All the boys have been really good. I'm really enjoying it.
What's been the hardest part of pre-season for you?
Obviously the training itself's always going to be challenging. Probably just getting used to a routine, new routine, getting up early, going to bed early. just being disciplined with that so I can get the best out of my training each day.
It's good to get into a routine. Like, if you can get into the good habits, we've all got bad habits, but get into those real good habits and routine and makes things a lot easier. Who are some of the players, sort of, you know, the wingers in the game that you've sort of looked up to in recent years? If you wanted to model your game on, you'd be one of the tallest wingers in the game. What do you stand? What's your height?
6'4". Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah. So
almost twice of me, I think.
There's some incredible wingers at the moment in the NRL. They just get better every year. But Daniel Tupou is probably someone I look up to because he's
similar height.
And he's just, you know, been so consistent for, you know, over a decade now, and just had such a long career. And I think he's an incredible player, and just his consistency just shows how much of an elite athlete he is. So.
Yeah. What would you say your strengths are then? And I got to admit, Alex, I haven't seen you play, right, yet. So I'm coming from, you know, with a blindfold on, but what's your strength?
Yeah, probably say one of my biggest strengths is in the air. I like to think I'm a bit of a kick target. And I like to do a lot of work coming out of our own end as well, just trying to get our set started. Yeah, I'd say they're probably the two things I try and focus mostly on my game, yeah.
What areas do you think you want to improve on, you know, in general, like not just physically, but the whole Alex Lobb, where would you like to develop most?
I think versatility, today's game is pretty important, like being able to play multiple positions. If, you know, a player goes down, whether it's, you know, in the outside backs or wherever, just having the ability to just adapt and be able to play multiple positions and, yeah, get outside your comfort zone. So I think versatility and also defence obviously is really important as well. So I want to continue working on my
Strong
defender, yeah. I just want to continue working on it and make it a real strength of my game this coming season, yeah.
Yeah. What about away from footy, Alex? What else do you get up to?
I live down, obviously, in Wollongong near the water. So, you know, whenever I can, I'll get down to the beach, get a swim in or...
A surfer? You'd need a long board.
yeah, I've got a surfboard, but I'm okay. I'm not too good. I probably don't do it as much that often now, but yeah, it's still good fun to get out there and have a go. So,
fisherman, gamer, what are we? Reader, muso, cook.
Yeah. I can cook the basics, but yeah.
And what the family? How many kids in your family?
So I've got one older brother who's 2 years older than me, and I've got also a younger half brother.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just boys. Yeah.
They into sport as well?
Yes, my older brother, he's played a few sports. He used to play soccer, played a bit of rugby league.
Yeah.
Played a bit of Oztag, and he's currently into his running. He's, quite a good runner. So.
Yeah, right. You haven't had a sprint off match race yet at this club.
Nah, he wants to. My brother. he wants to.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Haven't got a chance to yet, but hopefully soon.
We've got some quick boys in our... I don't know who the quickest is at the moment. You haven't seen the whole squad yet, really, have you?
Yeah. No, I haven't met all the boys yet, but I know the majority.
Dream, quick.
You have to put him up there.
Star, quick. Who do you reckon? Who's the quickest we got?
Dream looks pretty quick, just off.
A hunch, hungy. Tony Suka's over there in the corner too. We're going to chat to him. Mate, good luck with it all, Alex. Hey, great to have you here. Well, I don't think I welcomed you to the club. Welcome to the club.
Right.
I hope you enjoy your time with us. And I hope your career, you know, really takes off and you're here for a long time and a good time.
Yes, so do I. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Great stuff. There is Alex Lobb, one of our development contract players, and we'll be talking to more of our emerging stars over the summer weeks.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.